Thank you. There you go. How was that? Was that okay? The tempo and everything on that? All right, good.
Yeah, John, I really enjoyed the D sharps in the Jelly Tinker.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I like to add that kind of flavor to it. So I should probably say this for other instruments. So a lot of some of that stuff that I do is based on the instrument, right? So it's based on fingering and placement of the notes and the keys. So if I was to be regular D there, I'm going to be pushing and pulling. So a lot of that kind of stuff, and D sharp's not the only note that I do that with. A lot of times, and this, I do this with fiddle, when I teach fiddle players and other players as well, is if you're doing a roll, a triplet, and it's easier to do, rather than the specific notes that are listed in the music, if it's easier to do something else because the fingers are together, just remember, they're passing notes. You know, they're not a big part of the big picture is the melody. Always remember that. In Irish music, it's about the melody. It's not about your ornaments, not about your variations. It's about the melody. So you stay true to the melody. And if you have a little triplet and you've got to play, if I need to do an F sharp, because it's easier for me to do that, slide my finger and do, you know, rather than do, it's passing. You never even notice it. People are not going to notice that stuff. So just keep that in mind when you're playing in sessions. And listen, it's even less noticeable. I should say this. I probably shouldn't say this because I've had a really bad day. But let me just say this. You go to a session and people get all sensitive about stuff, right? They're worried about, you know, them playing or somebody's going to be listening to me. Nobody's listening to you. Nobody gives a crap. Jess, I'm sorry. Nobody gives a darn, right?
It's okay. She's heard it all.
You got 10 people in a session, nobody's listening to you. Cop onto you, as my cousin in Ireland in County Wexford would say, cop onto yourself. So go to a session, enjoy it, play the tunes. And the other important thing is play out, because I can tell you this much, I teach this in my session in Swannanoa. When you're in here like this, because you don't want anybody to hear you, your bowing's going to be terrible, your posture's going to be terrible, and your tone is going to be awful. Play it out. They're not listening to you. They're too worried about themselves. Okay? So, I mean, that is the beauty about doing this kind of a session, right? Because you guys get to play, I play, and you play along with me, and nobody can hear you. So I think that's all the more reason when you do something like this, then play out. If you're in your room on your own, get nice rich tone out of your instrument, you know. It's not like we're playing fast. So that's the whole idea of this kind of a session, right? So let me just make sure everybody on page two is on the same page as I am. So are we okay there? Because you don't know who's on my page two or three. So, but anyway, Marilyn, you made it. Hey, Valerie.
John? Actually, John, when you think of it, what you just said, for people to think that other people are listening to them, it's quite arrogant, really. Because I went to a weekend festival with a friend one time, and I know she plays the mandolin, and she brought a fiddle. She never touched one string the whole weekend. Oh, but people will hear. I'm like, nobody's listening to you. We're all trying to figure it out ourselves. Like, get over yourself. She put way more importance on herself than, you know, we really shouldn't do that.
Listen, the most important thing is the music. And if we can, and you live your life with that rule, it doesn't matter whether you're me with 30 albums on the market or no albums on the market. We all play music because we love the culture. That's the bottom line right there. I started playing music because my father loved the music. I didn't stop, you know, when I was 11 thinking, oh, I'm going to have 30 CDs by the time I'm 60. A career in music was never entered into my head. I mean, a gig here and there was great because I was a kid. And, you know, if I went and I played for somebody and I got £60, that's a lot of money back in the 70s. So for a 14, 15-year-old kid, you know, that was, you know, that's sweet. That's cigarette money for somebody like me who's sneaking a cigarette around the bike sheds at school, you know. So that's That's what that's all about. It's all about the music. All right. So enough of that. Let's do the first set of jigs on the list as well, because I actually recorded those three jigs: the Made on the Green, Patty O'Rafferty, and Leitrim Fancy. And that way, if I do them, I know how to change from one tune to another. Right? And then... Okay, so here we go.